You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll take your calls on some of your favorite recipes from your childhood and what makes them so special for you. First, between now and the November 6th general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time or The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we talked to Republican businessman Jay Schrader. He's running for Secretary of State, challenging Democratic incumbent Doug La Follette. Jay Schrader, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we've been asking candidates to give a short pitch for why voters should elect them. Why should you be the next Secretary of State of Wisconsin?
Because I have an interest in the office. Initially, to get to be on the ballot, you need to have 2,000 signatures. And when I talk to people, I've had Democrats, Independents, and Republicans sign my nomination papers. And the overwhelming thing that they want is just to have term limits on this position. The current office holder has held the office for 40 years. And overall, in all parties, or people that sign my papers, they want that as my number one goal.
There was talk about getting rid of the office of the Secretary of State. A lot of its responsibilities have been moved to other parts of the state government. What are your thoughts on the existence of this job?
Well, that was for the state treasurer, but these are constitutional officers. I'm supposed to be a public servant. The people have spoken and said, we want to put these offices to work. I want to do that. The number one goal after term limits is to work on eliminating voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin. Because according to the McIver Institute, there was 4,000 cases in the 2016 election.
So how would you use the role of Secretary of State, which currently doesn't really do anything with elections? How would you see yourself using that role when it comes to voting?
Well, in the United States of America, the overwhelming majority of Secretary of States are involved in elections. So I would use that as a precursor to talking to the legislature and governor to say, okay, the majority of the states have that. Let's have that in Wisconsin. Give me statutory authority, or even in addition, sit on the election commission. It's going to be a full-time job doing that. And what's important about that is when you have a fraud vote, that negates your or my vote. And that's why we need to make sure they're all legitimate.
Now, some of the former responsibilities of the office that have been removed from its mandate include licensing of corporations, notary services, the authority to publish bills signed into law. The list goes on. Would you want to see some of those jobs restored to the Office of Secretary of State?
Well, those duties, it's been taken away from the current office holder, Mr. La Follette, by a bipartisan, I believe. He likes to take on or mention that Governor Walker and Governor Thompson took the duties away, but he never mentions that Jim Doyle and the Democrats were in majority in between. So bipartisan, I believe, they don't believe that he could handle those duties. For me, though, my number one focus, well, like I said, term limits, but the voter registration, something to really get our money's worth out of. The salary is $70,000 a year. We have to have someone in there to work. An example of me working is I've driven 22,000 miles in the state of Wisconsin since January. I want to show that I have an interest in the office and I want to work. And that should demonstrate once I'm elected that I would work as well. Now, my opponent, I go around, I see county fairs, Lincoln Day dinners and that, and I don't believe he's left Dane County in the last 12 months, which if you want to serve, you got to be willing to go out and see the people. That's what to be a servant.
Talking to Republican businessman Jay Schrader. He's running for Secretary of State, challenging Democratic incumbent Doug La Follette. So some of what you want to do would involve working, as you mentioned, with the legislature and or the governor to restore or add new responsibilities to the job. One possibility is that there could be Republicans in charge of some parts of the government, Democrats in charge of others. Do you see yourself as being able to work with people from both parties to make these kind of changes you're hoping for?
Sure, because going around the state, I'm very clear on what I want for the duties, and either party should be willing to help me and empower me to do those duties. The interesting thing I have had on my Facebook page, Democrats say they're going to vote for me because they want somebody that's actually going to get the office working. You know, their duties are very few, and it's kind of laughing, or somebody said, you know, the Secretary of State's office is a joke. But the sad part of it is I think my opponent is probably the only one laughing because his pension is going to be $280,000 a year, $23,000 a month. Now, we have to have somebody in there that wants to work and not only see their duty as to collect a paycheck.
You've mentioned the idea of a two-term limit. Assuming that didn't take effect by law, by the time you were done with office, would you pledge not to run for re-election if you had served out two terms?
I would not run for re-election, period. But that goal, like I said, all the parties, I believe, or the voters have told me, get this done. And as I had said before, I'm using this as a crystal clear what I want to do. So then when I go to the legislative committees properly saying, hey, I ran on these planks, let's get this implemented. Because this office has failed for 40 years, and we need to have it changed. And term limits is one of the big step to correcting it.
And do you see a role for the Secretary of State as in some ways a bully pulpit or a way to publicize issues, even if they're not directly under the legal set of responsibilities of the office? And if so, what kind of issues would you focus on?
Yes, it could be, because I've had to go through all the counties and, like I'd said, the 22,000 miles that I've driven to demonstrate that. Any issue that comes up or businesses. I also would like to sit on the Wisconsin Economic Commission. The unique thing, though, I'll mention about these duties and what I want to do, and it's unique that I'm not aware of anywhere else has, is I would like to have the duties put in for the term of office. So if I'm elected, in the enabling statute, you have the duty for 4 years. At the end of my term, those duties expire. So if I would run and win re-election, or someone else would win, they have to, quote, reapply for those duties. That way, we will get this office functioning, and you have to, it's pay for performance. If you don't perform, you don't have the duty. But that's a way to work and demonstrate that you want to do something and accomplish it. Because right now, it's kind of sad. It's not a functioning. The office is like a bear in the winter. It's in hibernation.
Can you talk a little bit about your biography, your resume a little bit, and how you feel it would qualify you for this job?
Sure. Well, one of the things, what qualifies me is the effort I put in initially just to running for the office. The second thing is my education. I have an associate degree in applied science in real estate. Why is that important? Because the Secretary of State sits on a board of public lands, state of Wisconsin. There's 77,000 acres that the state is in charge of. With a real estate degree and background, that would help in that, getting the most out of our land or putting it to work as best as possible. And I have a business administration degree from UW-Stout. So the work ethic, the educational background, and the reason or wanting to make something function, I think you put those all together and it can help out.
Well, early voting is going on now. We're exactly 1 week out for Election Day. Anything else you want voters to know about you and the office before we let you go?
I'm a hard worker. In the mortgage business, I drove 1.2 million miles going around refinancing people. Running for office is kind of the same thing. I'm going all over the state. But the thing I want to get across is the people I meet, they're happy people. They like the state of Wisconsin. They like our country. And they just want it to have it the way it is. But if everyone would think of this and check out my webpage, Schrader for Wisconsin, check it out, my Facebook page, Jay Schrader for Secretary of State. And I'd appreciate if they can consider voting for me on November 6th.
Jay Schrader, thanks for joining us today.
Yep, thank you.
Businessman Jay Schrader is the Republican candidate for Wisconsin's Secretary of State. Democrat Doug LaFollette, the incumbent Secretary of State, joined us yesterday. Between now and the November 6th general election, WPR has invited candidates who are running in these contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time or The Morning Show. There is a big roster of interviews now. You can find them at wisconsinvote.org. One note, Central Time reached out to U.S. Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin, the Democratic incumbent, and Leah Vukmir, the Republican challenger. Neither was able to join us for an interview in this series of candidate interviews.